Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Hypocrites Who Hurt the Church. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27 in the King James Version. Charles Spurgeon said, "Dear friends, I might just continue, for the subject is a very wide one, but I stop because, unhappily for me, though perhaps happily for your patience, my time is gone. Having just indicated what the Christian life ought to be, I must in a few words plead with you that by the power of God's Holy Spirit, you will seek to make your lives such. I could mention many reasons, but I will only give you one or two. The first is, if you do not live like this, you will make your fellow members who are innocent of your sin suffer. It is very hard when skeptics can say to you, 'Look at so-and-so, he is a church member, look at what he did, you are all a parcel of hypocrites.' And then, remember, dear friends, unless your conversation is such, you will pull down all the witness that you have ever borne for Christ. Oh, the great thing the church needs is more holiness. The worst enemies of the church are not the infidels. No, the worst enemies of the church are the hypocrites, the formalists, the mere professors, and the inconsistent walkers. May the eternal Spirit, who still winnows his church, blow away the chaff and heave only the good golden wheat upon the floor. And if you know yourselves to be living in any sin, may God help you to mourn over it, to loathe it, to go to Christ about it." From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, The Gospel's Power in a Christian's Life. I have defined a hypocrite as a Christian who carries the name of Jesus Christ, but not the nature of Jesus Christ. I remember once when a man who was virtually a stranger to me, but apparently knew that I was a pastor, walked up to me and said, "What do you think about your boy so-and-so?" The so-and-so he mentioned was a prominent pastor in another state who had just been caught doing some very sinful and embarrassing things. This stranger quickly painted me with the same brush. The phrase "one another" is so prominent in the New Testament, which means that we truly are all in this together. That's why Charles Spurgeon warns us that a hypocritical lifestyle is not only damaging to the hypocrite's life, but to the entire Christian community as well. So I also call for every Christian to examine themselves, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, for both known and hidden sins. We ought to regularly ask the Holy Spirit to point them out so that we can repent of them, make restitution, and strengthen the testimony of all Christians everywhere. Let me close with a final word from Dwight Moody. "The world finds plenty of difficulties on the way. Let us see that we Christians do not add more stumbling blocks by our un-Christ-like walk." To that, I add a heartfelt amen.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.